Pastor Greg, isn't it? Yeah, it's Pastor Greg will be speaking. I think I saw that somewhere. All right, that's our announcements today. Hey, Will, good to see you, man.
All right. Good job.
Okay, we're going to continue worshiping the Lord. Please stand with us.
Dad, I'm going to move this a little bit.
She's going to move that. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up, shining in
of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you again. Open the eyes of my heart,
my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
To see you high.
To see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy. Worship you, my King.
your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. Justice flows like the ocean's tide, and I will lift my voice to worship you, my King, and I will find my strength in the shadow of your. And I will lift my voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the sky. glory be to our great God. Let every creature in the sea and every flying bird, let every mountain, every field and valley of the earth, let all the moons and all the stars in all the universe sing praises to the living God who rules them by his word. Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and falling on every face, there is freedom.
Freedom reigns in this place.
Showers of mercy and grace falling on every. If you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and falling on every face, there is freedom.
Jesus reigns.
Freedom. Jesus.
Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom
where the Spirit,
where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom.
Amen. There's no ark today. But I believe it's nursery. Yes. So please take time to greet one another. And if you didn't hear, there's coloring books at the back for kids. You're doing so good.
Thank you.
You sound fast. Oh, I get to stand up. You're doing awesome.
Take your hands out of the ground pockets. People think you look bored.
She'll get there. Awesome starting so little. That's great.
Go, run.
Go.
That's my Trinity.
Is she coming back up?
Huh?
Is she coming back up?
Sure hope so. I mean, I can't do this without her. Oh shoot, she came back.
Hey. No. I'm glad you're here. Yes. See the future of the Max worship team right here, man? Did you get your coffee? You got some coffee going on there? Yeah?
Oh. Yeah, Dad gets mad when she drinks coffee.
Some black coffee right there?
But I don't like it.
Yeah, but
yeah. Yeah. Who cares what Dad says?
Yeah. True. Which ones are supposed to Dad.
Oh. So
which I have a question for you.
I'm listening.
Which one am I supposed to clap on?
All of them.
I can't.
Not this one.
Not all of them.
Tell you what, Corrine will tell you when to clap. Okay? Once she starts you clapping, you have to clap the whole song.
We'll have to wait till the last song.
Okay.
I was clapping in the other one. But she was coupling along, so I didn't feel alone up here, because then you all clap.
Oh, I don't clap.
No excuses. You should figure out a way to clap.
Yeah, I don't clap. If you want, I'll kick my foot. But I don't clap. It's not time to stop. We're going to do another 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we got some serious prayers.
Prayers to do.
Delifting up right now.
Sharpest talk in the drawer. Not the dullest.
Dad. This is my
microphone. Good morning. We have to have our kids in the service more often because it sounds like there are bees in here. Everything's alive. We're going to use Ephesians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3:14-17, Paul writes, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he'll empower you with inner strength through the Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come in the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling on our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home within us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled by our old nature, bombarded by a confused and corrupted way of the world. Let's confess our sins so that we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives us. Thanksgiving, Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 6 to 11. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us, who belong to his dear Son. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we've received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has so richly showed us his kindness this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith trust he'll work things out in our lives. Ephesians 6, 10, 12, and 19. Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayer for believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world for ourselves on behalf of others. Let us bring our requests before our God who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Kaylin and Remy, for Corrine and Isaac, Cynthia and Jill, for Gloria and Jerry, for Chris's surgery, for Rowena's family, for Tammy's family, for Gabe's family, for Jim, for some of the places around the world, Chechnya, the Dominican Republic, Cyprus, Iran, Afghanistan, for Canada and the United States, God, we pray that you bring healing to our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are greater than we are, that would want to crush us. Our good and great God, come and deliver us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
The first epistle of Peter, chapter 4, verses 12 to 19. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. If you are insulted because you bear the name of Christ, you will be blessed, for the glorious Spirit of God rests upon you. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, stealing, making trouble, or prying into other people's affairs. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name. For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed God's good news? And also, if the righteous are barely saved, what will happen to godless sinners? So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right, and trust your lives to the God who created you, for he will never fail you.
Song to rise to you when temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Teach my song to rise to you. One.
defense, my righteousness.